You are now listening to Filthy Rain.
Welcome to episode 15 of Filthy Rain.
1-5, 1-5, 1-5.
Yeah, good job. 15 is 1-5. I'm Rain.
And I am Gefilta. And together we are letting you know who we are at the beginning of the episode.
See, and this is what I hated about us introducing ourselves whenever we weren't doing it. You always made such a much bigger deal about it than it needed to be.
Yes, yes.
Did last week we have the cats on the podcast?
I'm not sure, but this week we do. So if you hear a little jingle.
Did. Yeah, I feel like we had this before.
Yeah, if you hear a jingle, you hear a purr, we apologize because they're always love being in the studio with us.
Recording. I don't apologize. I think people like them.
Yeah.
Now, I've been having them on my streams a lot more recently because they've chilled out a lot.
They're at that age.
Well,
where they understand. I don't know. Well, they're understanding. Hey, we can be in here if we just don't go crazy.
Well, I feel like I can have them on the stream again because it's not my old stream room where they knew that I couldn't see them doing certain things.
They're all
things.
Behind you, yeah.
And now they're all in front of me and I can see them doing bad things, chewing on cables and shit, and call them out on it. So they're less likely to try to climb up a Halloween tree or chew on the cables behind my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. People have been enjoying it a lot because they miss seeing the cats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know what? If you've been missing us, let me talk to you about some ways you can support us. Does that make sense? Not really.
No, I was going to say, you could have transitioned to first the Twitch stuff, then the support.
Oh, yeah. If you've been missing us, you can actually watch us play games. You can find me at twitch.tv/Gefilta or Rain at twitch.tv/RainShadow. That's Rain with an E. And, yeah, we're always going live on Twitch. She's Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays at 8:30 Central Standard Time. And I am Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and Saturdays. And if you'd like to support the show, though, everybody, you can do so as well. Hit our link tree. You can check out all our links there. Drop to our PayPal. Now drop those funds right to the show there for your letter shop. Want a nice way to get some nice swag back to support the show at the same time? Use the code NOVVIBES for 10% off. That's actually wrapping up here just today, folks. So
yeah, just a couple days.
Yeah, you better jump on that for 10% off. Another fun way here is use our affiliate link and go get some Bones coffee. They got that deliciousness coffee.
Or drinking chocolate if you're into hot chocolate. I said a couple shows ago that it was a new thing. It's not. It's been around for a year. They were acting like on the email that they sent me that this was brand new. Maybe the peppermint one was
brand
new.
Maybe it was just hiding somewhere on their site.
I don't know. But I think maybe the peppermint flavor was a new one. Not necessarily drinking chocolate overall. But if you're into drinking chocolate, you like the more classy hot chocolate, go check that out as well. They also have really cool mugs. Love their mugs.
Fancy mugs.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Rain's Etsy shop, which, I mean, is it going to end Monday night?
Monday night. Monday so at the night. End of the so today that you're
if
listening,
you're
if
listening
I'm
to
on airing day, I have a 60% off sale on almost all my items except for the two notebooks. Those are the only things that aren't on sale. So get yourself some nerdy stuff. For real cheap. It's very cheap. This is the biggest sale I've ever done and probably ever will do because it's quite a bit off and almost makes it to the point where I don't make any money back from making these products. But I wanted to kind of clear out some inventory and get some good stuff out for you guys.
So go to the Etsy right now. Even if you don't have any intention of buying anything, go in there, wish list it because you can go look and then you'll go, oh, wait, this is really cool. And you'll get it. So go check it out right now, folks. Check it out. And as always, best thing you can do for this podcast is share it around to a fellow gamer. Drop it in a Discord chat, send it to people in a tweet.
Just start sending the link in team chats. Valorant, you know, send it all. Just
tell filthy people rain. To listen to Filthy Rain. Absolutely.
Actually, I don't want the Valorant community in here.
There, some of
well,
them
some,
are
sure, yeah. Some, yes. But if it's a toxic people one, if your game is toxic, do it at the end of the game. If your game is toxic, don't send it. If it's not toxic, send it.
Yeah, get them out of there. But yeah, or you can rate the podcast. Definitely share it, rate it. That helps tremendously to keep the downloads growing is a great thing for us and keeps us coming back week after week and delivering this great weekly gaming news for you folks that you too can also share. So if you always have any topics that you want us to discuss, just add us right now and we can jump right on it, include it for the next week because we're going to get started with this one. It's been a bit dry week with the holidays and Thanksgiving and Black Fridays. A lot of gaming news out there has just been about sales and what to go buy and this you should go buy because it's on sale and Steam sales, Xbox sales, PlayStation Store sales.
Yeah, not much happening in the gaming world right now or any. You know, I haven't gotten any news about anything. Sometimes I get news about shows and I'm like, oh wait, we're just gaming.
Yeah, I guess Hawkeye came out, but
it's not gaming.
And show wise, and then Arcane came out. And
Arcane is gaming. We could talk about that one, but we haven't seen it.
Yeah, we haven't seen it, so we can't really give you guys an opinion on that. I hear it's got great review.
Yeah, I do too.
Great animation, great story. So
yeah, I'll go first if you take it away. Okay. So my first news story is that there might be a Halo-related game coming out with Halo Infinite. Very little news about it. It's very just like hush-hush, but Xbox Insider leaked some information that there might be a Halo spin-off game coming alongside the development of Halo Infinite. Now, from this article, they're thinking that it might be Halo Wars 3. Because it would make sense because of the story plot from Halo Wars 2 matching up with Halo Infinite. You would know more about that than me.
Absolutely.
I've played all the Halo. Well, I haven't played all. I don't think I ever finished Combat Evolved. I was trying to replay through it.
We're going through them.
I don't think.
We're going to redo them.
I'll go through. We just have such different play styles. Like, no, cannot imagine
I will
doing
sit
a story
back.
Oh, kind of like Cyberpunk?
No.
Where you would watch me play.
I could do that. Yeah. But I'd like to be in there. I'm not going to, trust me, when it comes to Halo, I've played them 1,000 times.
I get that.
I will literally just sit there and walk behind you and just observe, just to be in the world again.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have to fire a shot. I've played the games without firing a shot. At least Reach and I think 3.
Yeah.
Play a whole campaign without firing a shot.
Oh, but yeah. The whole reason I said is that because I never was good at picking up on the lore of it. Probably because it was like one of my first video games I played and I was more into just playing it rather than keeping up with the story of it per se. So yeah, I'm not very good with the lore of Halo. But yeah, they were saying that it might be a Halo Wars 3 made by a different studio in alongside 343 to kind of like Halo 2. Halo Wars 2 was.
That would be very cool, because at the end of Halo Wars 2, spoiler alert, I mean, it's been out for like 10 years or something, the lady gets teleported from the arc that they were on, and then she ends up on Zeta Halo, or is it Zeta Halo? I'm a little rusty on it, and think it's basically the same spot that you're on there. It's an installation that moves with platforms, and she's lobbing things out into space and stuff. That's where Chief ends up being, so that's where the place takes place. So we'll see. That's a good time. My mind immediately went to a Spartan Assault game, which is like meh. It's like a Diablo top view Spartan game where you just aim in a certain circular direction and shoot. But
yeah,
I'm glad it's not, or might not.
Yeah, but yeah, that's some news coming out. Obviously, take it with a grain of salt, because it's just a prominent Xbox insider leaked this info, basically. And that was literally all, that a game is coming out with Halo Infinite.
Interesting.
And that's it.
I kind of hope it's a mobile game, though. I really loved games that came out with mobile companions. Like, I was just talking about how Battlefield 3 or 4 had the commander mode on their phone, and you can be in the match, and you're, like, dropping in care packages. You're looking at the whole battlefield moving along, and people were requesting in-game, we need some help over here. Boop, you dropped a little ammo. Boop, you dropped a little car. Boop.
Yeah.
You tell them, go capture this point. This one's being lost. So
yeah.
It was just cool to have on the side.
Yeah.
Mass Effect had a thing. You had this Mass Effect game where you actually were in there playing and shooting around and had a cool, like, motion, 3D motion to it. But then every resource you gained there was applied towards the in-game war asset. So it was pretty cool. We need that.
We'll see. we'll see. If it comes to be or anything, that comes out December 8th officially, yeah?
Yeah.
So here pretty soon.
Let us know what you think it's going to be or what you would like it to be at Filthy Rain. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll jump into this next one, which is also Halo-related. Another Halo story for you is Halo Hackers. Yes, now that we're, you know, moving into that second week, third week of the Halo Infinite part of the beta before we get the real deal on December 8th, but people still treat it like it's a full game, and they're like, what the heck? Yeah, Twitter's just raging, and the forums are just raging about people. Oh, this thing is so broken, they gotta fix this. Or no. It's like, well, I just want you to understand that they still have till December 8th for it to actually properly work, and even then, upon release,
we already on December know that 8th, it's not gonna be the finished
Yeah,
version
we know of, like, that it's going to get work, it's going to get updates, it's going to get patches. And
apparently they're on, like, holiday break right now.
Yeah.
So they're not doing it. Yeah, you know, like...
But, players have already started encountering hackers. So these hackers appear to have super accurate aim, insane reaction times, impeccable judgment with pre-firing, and can also phase through walls. So the title, obviously, is a free-to-play game. So, which, I mean, in this case, it's no surprise that it's been encroached on by hackers, as other free-to-play titles like Call of Duty Warzone, Apex Legends also get the same problem where it's infested by hackers. Because, you know, a hacker, if it's free to game, they don't got nothing to lose. It's not like you paid $60 for a title, you get hacked and your account banned. No, it's free. You just make a new account and come right back in with a different one. So that model was bound to have hackers present. It's bad news. I did see many people tweeting some stuff. I saw people sharing videos about it. I even saw the Dr. Disrespect post something about, like, this is bad. Hopefully Microsoft gets on it before launch.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people were commenting that Microsoft wouldn't ever care. There's no way they'll care. And, you know,
Why wouldn't they? Every game cares about hacking because that makes people not want to play.
Exactly. So,
and like, even if it is a free to play,
which I also heard people wanting to disable crossplay or an option to disable crossplay. So then you can keep those PC hackers on PC. Yeah, box them up there. And then anyone on Xbox can just do their own thing and not really worry. You can still hack on it, but it's not as easy or efficient. And then you can just lose your whole Xbox account.
But that doesn't solve it.
Yeah.
No. At all. Like, that's just Xbox
people
being... You're
splitting the player base, which is the exact opposite of what every game's been trying to do. Yeah. Every game's been trying to get crossplay.
It's just them being very selfish.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, I don't want to deal with it. Well, I'm on Xbox. So I could just get them out.
Yeah. Other thing there is the whole aim assist and mouse and keyboard controller battle, which is stupid as well. Y'all got to get over it.
Yeah. It happens in every video game. Like...
Yeah, but hopefully Microsoft can get on it to, you know, not have it launch and have all sorts of crazy hackers. We personally haven't seen any.
I don't know anyone
that hasn't either. And yeah, maybe
I wonder if it's just in rare
circumstances.
We've been playing on controller though.
Yeah.
Even though I'm on PC, we've been playing in controller lobbies.
Yeah.
We haven't been ranked. Yeah. You know, we haven't been doing ranked in a keyboard and mouse.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why we're open.
We're not seeing it as often.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, another part kind of in news with that I'll just kind of share is that also 1 week in, we also have modders already remaking the game. So there's this guy, Rejected Shotgun. I've been following this guy for a long time. He's been having fun stuff with the Master Chief Collection. Now, the Master Chief Collection, if you didn't know, does this awesome thing where you can enable, like, cheat mode and your full mod tools and stuff. However, it does turn off the access to multiplayer. So you can run the game without anti-cheat and like mod modes, but then you don't have access to matchmaking. So then you can go in, destroy the game, access the files freely, and have fun. And that's what this guy's done. I've been following his YouTube for a long time, and he does crazy stuff where he puts other game assets from Halo into certain maps and builds these giant maps. And you can fly the Pelicans, you can fly the Longswords, you can fly anything you want to fly in the game there for you. He basically has already started modding Infinite, and he's got you flying the Pelican. He came out with a Scorpion Warthog hybrid, which you basically put the Scorpion's cannon on top of the Warthog And then
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so he's just having fun with all the files. He's like, okay, we're gonna have crazy. A lot of fun. I hope to see some of these things happen in the Forge mode. I think that'll be real cool. Since at that point we can, you know, fly around Pelicans, have really cool custom games together, don't have to go into matchmaking for that. But since Halo Master Chief Collection did it, we're hoping to see that maybe come to Halo Infinite. But keep the hackers away and let the modders play. That's what I like to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got really on Halo news today.
Yep. Well, my last story for today is just some Destiny news. Former Bungie composer asked people to destroy Destiny music released without permission. If you're into Destiny, you probably have heard Marty O'Donnell came under quite a bit of backlash from Bungie for releasing or trying to sell music that is Destiny music. But he was like, no, I own it because I made it.
I'm the composer.
Well, yeah.
It's property of somebody else.
And you definitely signed that over. And so stupid. I also really don't like this guy already. So I find I just think it's funny that he had to come up with this whole video being like, please destroy all the music. I'm sure he legally had to do that. That was like in some legal contract. Because, you know, him asking for that to happen, it doesn't change it. You know, how many people are actually going to destroy it versus, you know, just saying, okay, sure. But he came under fire even like, I don't know. It's been maybe a year, maybe over. I don't know.
Yeah, it has been a while.
It's been a while whenever he dissed on streamers not being real gamers. So that was fun. And, you know, all streamer Twitter went after him and was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You make video game music, yet you don't think streamers are gamers just simply because his whole reasoning, his whole logic behind it was that the fact that we have to talk while gaming means that we're not actually immersed in the game and not real gamers. Oh, it's man. Like, bro, shut the fuck up. You don't even understand what a contract is. You can't even understand that you don't own the music that you made for Destiny. Like,
you know, I haven't heard that part about the talking thing.
Yeah.
Now, no, I don't want to argue against it, but I see his point behind it I don't know if I shared this with y'all before, but I thought watching people play video games was silly at one point, and look at me now, I'm a Twitch streamer. But I was always like, why am I wanting to watch someone when I can go play them myself? And now I understand why. There's an entertainment value. I'm not really there to watch the game necessarily. It's more to hang out with someone in a chat form where I'm chatting and they're able to visually present to me what they want to present. It's a unique dynamic that you don't get anywhere else. And you can deliver, you know, low grade I don't want to say low grade and bash on anyone. You can deliver you can start off with no webcam and just your quality at 720, or you can be 4K camera capture with, you know, impressive scenes and crazy dynamic videos. But I get what I guess he said there, because I used to, when I was starting to watch people on Twitch and they were playing campaign games, because like, I don't know what games might have been coming out, but I wanted to watch like campaign stuff.
Right.
And be like, do I want to buy this? I think it was like Wolfenstein came out and something like that. I was only watching some Twitch streams. So I see if it's worth $60 for me, or it looks like just another game.
Yeah.
And then the streamers were talking during cinematics and talking through it out a lot. And I was like, I'm trying to watch the cinematic. So I wasn't picking the right channel, but
so you don't go to a Twitch stream to actually watch the video. We say this all the time. You don't go to Twitch streams for the game. Come for the streamer.
I know, but I'm saying that was me back then. So like all it really would have took is to go in there and actually sit in a chat group or communicate and dive in like I did. Yeah, and then eventually be like, oh, this isn't actually just a direct screen to the game. This is something else, you know, so.
I still don't think it's okay to even defend him in that.
No, I don't defend him.
If he took a second,
that's what I'm saying.
He could be like, my fucking mom. She doesn't understand streaming. She's like, I don't understand why people pay you money.
Yeah.
It's entertainment, mom. Don't you pay for a concert? Yeah. But that's entertaining. I'm like, mom, I'm entertaining some people, you know, or whatever. But like, it's the same thing. If she took a second to like, she understands that like people still do it. She doesn't like it. She knows that she won't like it ever, but she understands that some people could. like, he can't even understand that, and that she wouldn't tell me that. I'm not a real gamer.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I started at that bipolar opposite, and all I needed to do was continue watching, and I did. And look at me now. Now I'm streaming. Yeah. So if all Marty O'Donnell, you listening to this, yeah, I know you do, because you're all about podcasts and music and all that shit. I know you're listening. And all you gotta do is
tag him. He's such a narcissist, he'll be here.
Yeah. Go to twitch.tv/Gefilta and just come watch me play Destiny and Halo 1 and 2 and 3 and Reach and Destiny 2. And yeah, let's play all your soundtracks. And anytime the music comes on, I'm gonna just start talking. You know what? I'm gonna turn down the music volume to zero for you.
Oh my goodness.
Oh gosh, but he did make some really classic, great legendary hits.
I love the music, but hate the guy. And his tweets actually were from 2 years ago, December 4th, 2019.
Oh, she pulled
that
up.
Yeah, I'm ready
to
quote
them. You ain't hiding, Marty.
I wanted to read them out. I don't want to make any enemies here. Maybe it's because I'm old, but it seems like the streamers and Twitchers, the ones who play while their image is on screen and never stop talking, aren't real gamers. They're narcissists. Was it clear? And then, you know, he got a lot of backlash. So he said, was it clear that I was referring to the ones who play while their image is on the screen and never stop talking? Okay, Gen Zers.
Jeez.
So if a talk show host has someone famous on their show but never stops talking, never allows a guest to say anything, might be entertaining but perhaps a bit narcissistic. Well, one, Marty, we do allow our guests to
They're always
talk.
Chatting.
Yeah, they're and chatting, they and you respond to chat. Well, you should.
Yeah,
respond
text
to chat.
Speech thing, then they can yeah. even get in on it.
Yeah, like, we do engage with the other. Like, you're so fucking stupid.
He is also kind of old. He's 66. He was born in 55.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a little ancient.
Okay, well, my parents are like 10 years younger than him and still kind of understand ish what I do. And they haven't even put an ounce of effort to actually figure it out.
Yeah. Well, that, Marty.
Well, and then his last tweet. Okay, this hopefully will be my last tweet on this. I love streamers and Twitchers. No, you fucking don't. I was having a reaction to a streamer who was playing Reach for the first time but kept talking during the dialogue and wondered aloud why he didn't know what was happening. Peace.
Mm.
And that
that one's understandable, but that's like a per that person
that
basis.
Exact person. That's like I, get if, that. Yeah. I get that. I get that being like
people come to my stream and they talk all over the this transitions or while
but
watching.
But I also understand the because I used to do that. I would take the time that the dialogue was going and I'd look at chat and connect with it, and then I realized that like I wouldn't know what I'm doing. So I was like, okay, I need to turn that off for a second. And it feels rude. That's why I hate doing it. But it feels rude to ignore chat when I see it.
Yeah.
But I had to like be like, I won't know the story if I don't sit here
zone in on it. Yeah.
Look at it.
Oh, I would go even as far as like literally when we were playing Destiny and everyone's doing their own things.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, somebody's doing this strike, somebody's doing this thing. I'd just be like, all right, muting everybody, cinematic. And everyone else did the same thing because you wanted to focus on your cinematic that you only get the one time you finish this story mission.
That's what he who must not be named made me do.
Oh, yeah.
For him and me. I had to shut up. Oh. What good memories.
What great memories. Yeah, and we would just do it just because our parties would be
your
10
parties
of us
are like,
in there.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And like everyone chatting. Oh, you got two guys in Crucible. Oh, motherfucker.
But
then you got two in Strikes. Oh, cover me. And then you got me.
I understand. Yeah. I understand it's different. That just immediately is when my mind went to. I was like, I had to do that too. I was forced to not make a sound during those.
Yeah. I'm also not afraid to say his name. Voldemort. There you go. And then... Uh-oh, he's coming.
I hope not.
It's a big snake in the sky with a skull. The Daffy-tus. I know. I learned that was recently a spell. But no, yeah, I can get that instance where you want to, especially if it's a first-timer going through a game,
yeah.
You're like, what the heck? I don't know what's happening. But they're responding to chat while the cinematics are going on.
But to make that your
point
so,
to blow up at all streamers.
All streamers that not – I mean, he didn't even mention the fact that they didn't know where the story was going. He literally – his first tweet was just that they have their image on the screen and they never stop talking. And that they're narcissists. It's like, are you not?
Yeah.
Are you not a narcissist? Like, I feel like, sure, maybe, I don't know. I don't want to say I'm narcissistic, but sure, there's some ego into being okay with being on stream and putting some of your life out there. A little bit of ego. I would say most streamers have some ego. You think?
I think
your
so.
Face says no, but I'd like to remind you of your ego.
Mine is overbearing to the point where folks will hate me.
I think that there has to be a little bit of ego involved. Like, I'm not saying, like, a bad ego, but there has to be a little bit of ego to be okay with sharing that. Because a lot of people aren't okay with sharing anything.
Yeah.
You know, they can't even show their faces on online where it's public.
Yep.
Or, you know, so yeah, I think that there's a little bit of ego, not in a bad way.
Yeah, but they're good enough to like, hey, look, this is me, watch me.
Yeah, even if you're a VTuber, I'm not trying to start, I'm just saying, I think that to show your life a little bit, have your own commentary, that takes a bit of ego. A narcissist, though, I think he needs to look up the definition. Like, that's bad. That's a negative ego.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if anyone on there on Twitch would really fall into that. Sure some might, but.
I'm looking up a narcissist definition. A disorder in which a person has inflated sense of self-importance. Narcissistic personality disorder is found more commonly in men. This cause is unknown, but likely. Okay, well, that's unhelpful. I mean, kind of, I guess. What are the traits? Entitlement and required constant excessive admiration. Expected to be recognized as superior even without achievements that warrant it. I could see some streamers falling under that.
Jeez. Yeah.
You know, but like to say all, all that show their faces.
Yeah. Come on, Marty.
And in his eyes, never stop talking, which is so stupid because even the big streamers stop talking. You know, yeah, they look they at their pause. Chat.
Hey, or, thanks for the follow.
The big streamers have one of two things. They either do stop talking and look at their chat and respond where they can because obviously it's blowing up a mile a minute, or they just don't look at chat ever and nobody cares because they know that that's what they've signed up for by being in their chat.
In a 5,000 viewer chat.
Yeah, I don't know a streamer that okay, Dr. Disrespect. He has a huge ego, at least for his persona.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know him as a person if he does, but he doesn't talk the entire time. Yeah. Like, all.
And he'll read the paid super chats, but that's about it.
Yeah.
So that's the way to get to his stuff. And I get other people probably do the same.
Yeah.
Especially if they're like in a sub mode only or subs only can get messages on screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are just antagonizing her. He's petting Ari in a way that's making her want to bite him. As if that isn't going to be distracting.
Yeah. It's just a lovely nibble bite.
Yeah.
It's her love bite.
She does bite hard sometimes when you accidentally step on her tail and she freaks out and then she punctures you and you're bleeding and you're crying on the bathroom floor. Great times.
Great times, Ari. Yeah, this one's like Dad, that feels so good.
But yeah, that's all my news for Marty O'Donnell. Some backstory of why I dislike the guy.
Yeah.
And that I'm enjoying that he's dealing with this Bungie lawsuit and that he's losing. Because obviously...
It's property.
Yours. Like, I don't know why he'd even... I don't know how he fought it if he tried to say, no, I don't... But I'd assume that
that's,
he did.
That's like Kevin Feige directed, you know, the Avengers Endgame. And then he tries to go and sell Avengers music or merchandise on his own.
Yeah.
Like, I directed the movie. I wrote the script.
Or if he took the movie itself and pirated it off and was like, no, this is my movie.
Disney.
Yeah, like, I don't get what he was thinking, but he's in hot water and now he had to make a whole video coming out about, like, oh, I'm so sorry. Please destroy. That's such a weird wording to destroy all the music. Destroy it all.
Well, on the note of streamers, do I have a stream controversy for you? If you guys haven't heard, Streamlabs is undergoing a little bit of a controversy there for you. For those familiar with streaming or in any capacity, you're going to know the name Streamlabs. So there's different streaming services or broadcasting systems you can use. There's OBS, Streamlabs, OBS.
XSplit, that never gets mentioned or thought of.
XSplit, there's...
if you're becoming a new streamer, I highly suggest XSplit.
XSplit is the way to roll.
I think so. I haven't heard anything. I haven't had anything bad happen with it. And I always hear complaints about OBS and slobs.
Mm, yeah. And then,
there's always people being like, oh, this happened, this happened. I'm like, XSplit has always worked for me, but nobody talks about it. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, she's always had perfect, just flawless execution of her streams.
Yeah.
But it's pretty popular. Streamlabs OBS, or slobs, as we'll refer to. it's a popular piece of software that even people like Pokimane use. However, the studio behind that application has been scrutinized by the community and other big companies over the accusations involving plagiarism. Yes. So, I mean, even in some short clips, Mr. Asmongold, a big streamer, came out with his views and said that it was not a clown show, but a whole circus, adding that there are more and more bad things coming out about the streaming app. Even Pokimane demanded that the company make changes or she would end her partnership as well. Both of them are just like, man, we'll take a pay cut to end this partnership here. So Asmongold is generally known for his brash opinions. He said he's prepared to end his partnership with Slobs as well. Things don't change. He believes it's unlikely Streamlabs will implement the changes that he would like to see, and he says he will stop using them, adding that he is aware that it will mean he will make less money, but is seemingly unfazed by that prospect. The popular Twitch software did come under fire as it was noted that an upcoming website for its new direct-to-Xbox stream service was a near-perfect copy of the site from video editing software Lightstream. So, I am excited to hear the direct-to-Xbox thing, since that will enable more people to just go from their Xbox and stream whatever they want to stream.
And that's how I started, and yeah, it's very limiting to be able to stream from your Xbox, because I was like, I can't do any... I was brand new. I was like, how do I get all the pretty stuff? I was like, I can't.
You're like, oh, because it's just coming through my Xbox.
Yeah.
But it's nice for them to have that option, but ripping off from Lightstream. Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And then on top of that, Open Broadcast Software, or the OBS, better known for OBS, has criticized Streamlabs for utilizing its name in an acronym of its own software, which it sells itself as SLOBS, or S-L-O-B-S. That's given people the impression that the two are in partnership. The OBS has denied this and said it has asked Streamlabs in the past not to use the acronym, and Streamlabs, you know, never...
Honestly,
responded.
I until this story came out, I heard about this too before this, and like I thought that they were.
I thought there was too.
I thought it was OBS, or you could have a not a watered down, but an easier, I think, version is what a Slobs.
I thought OBS was I can do a lot, but it's ugly looking, and Slobs is it's pretty and UI user friendly.
Oh, because OBS more looks like a 99.
Yeah,
Windows 99.
Yeah, when I was making my decision, I looked at OBS and I went, oh hell no, I am staying away from
it's
this.
It's funny how much
crunky
UI
looking junk
really changes people's opinion. Which XSplit has great.
Call XSplit. We're going to get you an affiliate with them. They need the help. I mean, no one knows about it. Everyone just talks about OBS.
Yeah, it was funny. It was forever ago, and it doesn't pertain to anything. But somebody was like, you know, just streamers, what software do you use? And it was OBS and Slobs. I was like, XSplit. And they were like, oh, yeah, XSplit. I'm like, why does nobody talk about it?
Poor XSplit. And they're still doing good. I wonder if they got updates and all that.
Yeah, they get updates. Yeah.
They're getting refined. But, yeah, I saw OBS, and I was like, ew. It's all, like, the 90s gray.
Yeah.
The blocks and the text and everything so tiny and
honestly why I didn't pick it too.
Yeah, and then I saw Streamlabs OBS. I was like, oh, maybe this is their, you know, looking better Streamlabs. So I was like, maybe this is their testing, but it's a little more user friendly. Yeah. I was like, let's do this. Download it. I've downloaded OBS too. I launched it, installed all my scenes, did the same thing with Slobs. I tried to stream with both. I went with Slobs. And I was like, this thing is cooler, easier, suits me better, easier to function, easier to develop, easier to do it. And I mean, if people like Pokimane and Asmongold can use it, I know I can take it to the end if I need to.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Some people were like, hey, you better watch out and start figuring out a different program if Streamlabs gets shut down. I was like, I doubt it'll come to that point.
I was going
to
say,
pretty
I don't
sure
know
they're not just going to pull the plug and say, everybody that's using Streamlabs OBS, sorry. It's going to, no. A rename, maybe. An apology, maybe.
Yeah.
And a payment to OBS or Lightstream, maybe. Something like that. But I doubt that the program itself would just be pulled off the market.
Well, I don't even think OBS is good. I don't think they're vying for, you know, oh, hey, shut down.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't want to be. Yeah, I thought that they were associated with it. So, yeah, I understand why they wouldn't want to be because
it's
a whole different thing.
Yeah.
And they clearly are not doing very well.
It's a different beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it would impact many people because I know there's a lot of people that just aren't caring too much about their overlays or their alerts. I can tell they're using Streamlabs because they have the little same default. The default zombie guy doing the thing. So-and-so is now falling with the green color. That's a lot of the pro Halo guys. Just literally all the esports
people. I feel
like
that's one of my stream elements as well.
Maybe.
As the default
Maybe that's like
things.
A default thing for everything then.
Maybe. Because I was like, I feel like that was a... Because I was like, oh, that's a cute little zombie boy.
Yeah.
but I changed them.
Yeah, I started with the zombie one too. We all had to start with the zombie one at one time.
You gotta start somewhere before you figure out your branding.
Yeah.
I thought my branding was something different. Then I asked my Discord people and they're like, cats and Halloween. I was like, huh, okay.
Okay. And we'll
go to that then.
Crazy stuff that I love. Star Wars and everything and all that stuff. It does seem bad that they're getting hit by this controversy because Streamlabs actually introduced a safe mode for streamers affected by the hate raids. Mm-hmm. So they've really been like helpful for streamers. I got so many emails about like, it was like a whole video tutorial. Let me show you how. I like that they're very user friendly. Because the thing about other things is I have to go watch a YouTube video of somebody else explaining about it. But Streamlabs OBS has really done well. They have a whole like step by step on from the beginning to installing the program and running it all the way to how to implement your stuff, change the colors, and do everything of that manner. So they let you go in there and just really customize, help you figure out each little button, each little effect it does. And to me, that's been helpful. Yeah. So, I mean, they had that whole safe mode for the hate raids time, which looks to me like it kind of calmed down. I don't know if Twitch on the secret side of it went and got these people and banned them.
Except for that they were suing or going after those two people that they think were doing it.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe that those two people are swimming at the bottom of the ocean by Twitch security services. You never know. I don't know what extremes Twitch is dark side might be handling. Surely what kind of connections?
Death. Especially since they tweeted out their names or put out their names.
Yeah.
Be pretty easy to tie that back to them.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, support Streamlabs OBS. I mean, that's the program I use. I'll probably still continue to use. There's so many things that I know the way it's built, I can work and implement things with. And
but it does break every time you open it, pretty much.
Well, that's just because my computer's very
and the sound that's dated. Because of your sound.
Well, I'm just a little dated.
Yeah, but your sound is always off and weird and you have to redo it. Never happens on XSplit. That's
I mean, honestly, the past few streams, like for the past few months, has just been start and start.
My last one was not
I was about to say. Only because I actually realized I had to hear myself on my voice mod application. So that's why it was that. And then my capture card failed to activate. So I just had to reboot that. So it was none of SLOBS's fault, which we'll see what we call them soon. I'm probably still going to use Slobs because, I mean, it's a broadcasting software. So by Streamlabs.
Yeah,
but tell us what you think, folks. Do you use that program? Do you know people that use the program? Will you not use the program now that you know that they copy other little Lightstream people?
That does suck. I don't know. Because then they also copy not only the wording on their webpage, but wasn't it features?
I'm not sure about that one.
I thought that there was also features that they took. Mm. Not just the website. You know, it was literally the exact same.
Mm.
Word for word. But I thought it was also...
That seems like.
Did you not read your own article?
I did, but there was nothing about the features on it.
Yeah. I should have sent you whatever article. Well, I don't know what article I read. It just came up on my thing. I was like, wow.
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 Yeah, that's love for you. Out there copying people in many ways.
Yeah.
I did hear something, but don't quote me, that they also use big-time streamers' photos without their permission and such for some of their marketing. And then I'm sure maybe they think because they're contractually in there with an agreement, a partnership, that they're okay to use whatever image whenever they want. But, you know.
Yeah, you can't just do that, though, either.
Yeah.
Gotta get permission.
That's their property. Marty O'Donnell, you could take some notes over here, buddy.
For real.
Take some notes, but yeah, that's all I really had about it all.
Yep.
Some streaming stuff, some Halo stuff. Got y'all covered pretty well this week. The holidays and all.
Yeah, been slow.
Yeah, it's slow. So if you do have anything, send it over to Filthy Rain at Filthy Rain On. Whether you want to tag us on Twitter or Instagram, TikTok, or even send us an email or our link tree, attach it with the PayPal, comment. Doesn't matter. We'll look into it. We'll review it and we'll add it to the next week's episode for you.
Yeah, and especially since you guys will be getting different stories than we are. So if you see something you want us to cover, like you might have been like, well, I saw this and they didn't even mention it. On our feeds, there was nothing.
Yeah.
We looked.
If we're not talking about it here, it doesn't exist. Okay. Well, no. There's no other stories in the gaming world other than these stories here.
Oh my goodness. Sure.
Your only source.
If you'd like to support the show, you can go to our link tree, which is in our show description, or also on our social media sites. It has a link to our PayPal, where you can tip the creators and do any dollar amount that you want. There's also the Letter Shop affiliate link that we have, and you can get yourself some really cool clothes, posters, mugs, and you can use Nove Vibes for 10% off, N-O-V-V-I-B-E-S. You can also go to Bones Coffee and use our affiliate link for that, and get yourself some coffee while supporting us. I also have my 60% off sale on Etsy currently till the end of Monday.
Buy something now. This is your brain talking to you. You want to buy something on Etsy.
And you know the new year's about to start, and I also have that quarterly planner. So if you want to get your goals done, figure out how to achieve them without killing yourself, you know, by overloading yourself, not actually killing yourself. Don't kill yourself. But you can go get my planner, and I will help you plan out all your goals. You can also share the podcast and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. That is super helpful to us. And if you want to catch us live playing video games, you can find Gefilte at twitch.tv/Gefilte every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central Time, and on Saturdays sometimes. you can also find me at twitch.tv/rainshadow. That is Rain with an E, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:30 p.m. Central Time. Currently, I'm playing a lot of PvP games, Halo Infinite and Valorant. And also on Friday, December 3rd, I'm going to be doing a charity stream for Rain, the Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network. So if you want to help support a charity and also catch some fun stream games, then come on by. There'll be some fun things happening, and I'll be posting more about that at a later date as it comes closer too. That is all that we have.
Wow. She got that all done in one breath, ladies and gentlemen. One giant breath.
That's all that we have for you guys this week. We will see you next week.
Where it will be December.
Crazy. Woo-hoo. Does not feel like it's the end of the year already.
Yeah, so get ready, folks. Bound to be some game releases, bound to be some holiday news, and send us over what you want us to cover.
Yeah. See you next week. Bye.
Bye, gamers.